You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
the
Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Then Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted. That word means hindered or even frustrated. So if you see plans frustrated, listen to me, you need to understand that God's plans can't be frustrated. I used to grieve over buildings that we didn't get. God said, if I wanted you to get them, you would have them.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Intangible. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 9.
To gain a clear view of the intangible, please write this down. What it means for us today. Those hidden attributes of the Holy Spirit that we don't see, even his person that we are not familiar with. Write it down. There are two words that you need to understand about the intangible gifts and the intangible person of the Holy Spirit. Number one is omniscience. That's omniscience. Omniscience of God. The second one is omnipotence of God. So the all-knowing God and then the all-powerful God, the omnipotent God. Intangible. We don't see God, but he's all-knowing. He knows all things, even the Holy Ghost. He's not a little God. He is God. And he wants to be known. He will only manifest himself in a church at the level of the knowledge and the acceptance of him. So if we have very little knowledge of him, or we don't desire him, we just want him to show us his gifts, and we don't really want to know his person, you'll see very little manifestation of his omniscience or his omnipotence, his power. Some people only treat God like Santa Claus. They only come to him when they have needs. But he wants to be a person to walk with you and talk with you. Then he can share with you his mind or his will. Write it down. God knows all things. Omniscience. All things in the past, all things in the present, and all things in your future. Write it down. He's perfect in wisdom and in knowledge. Solomon caught a glimpse as God enlarged his heart as the sands of the sea to say he's altogether lovely, altogether wonderful. Glory to God. Altogether wonderful. Altogether love. Altogether wonderful. I keep hearing it in my soul. Thank you, Lord. The scripture says in Proverbs 15 and 3, his ways are past finding out. They'll put it on the screen. Proverbs 15 and 3, his ways are past finding out. Glory to God. Paul said it also in the book of Romans, who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been God's counselor? Put up Proverbs 15 and 3. And who has been his counselor? Who can say, I've given to God, he owes me anything? He knows us, our past, our present, and our future. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere. Omniscience. Yeah. Keeping watch on the wicked and the good. So he knows past, present, and future. Stop trying to hide from God. He already knows. He knows what you did on your taxes. It's immeasurable. He knows it all. Just come clean with him. He knows everything in nature. He knows the nature of beast. He knows every star and every sparrow. He even knows the number of hairs that you have or had on your head. He knows more about you than you know about you. Intangible. You don't even know. And this is why you want somebody in your corner that knows more about the situation than you know. That has already gone over the wall, has already spied out the land, has already gone to the deep and covered the deep, has already hovered over the waters and knows what's underneath it, the oil, the diamonds, the precious stones that you would never see on the surface. Thank you, Lord. He knows man's deeds and man's experiences. Thank you, Lord. That's why as a pastor, and if you're going to work with people, stop just doing study or case study. You got to go to the Holy Spirit that knows all things about men. He visited the 21st century before we got here. He knows what we'll do, the complex issues that we're dealing with as a society. And so we don't need to be afraid, oh, the world is getting bad. He already prophesied that the world would get bad. And what we need to be able to say is Matthew 24 and Matthew 25 is on point, because Jesus prophesied these things would come. So why are we freaking out about it? Just relax. You're in the world and not of it anyway. And just love people. Love everybody. Everybody's welcome, the truth revealed. You don't have to be a star, baby, to be in the show. You need to get on board here. Get your back up off the wall and start moving in the things of God, because nobody's going to sit here and try to judge you externally. Let Holy Spirit work with you. The church tried to save people, but let Holy Ghost save them. He'll tell you what to wear, what not to wear. Take that off. You shouldn't wear that. It's better than a preacher telling you to take it off. Thank you, Lord. You tell a man, don't associate with these people no more. They're not going anywhere. They're messing up your mind. And you need to hear the Holy Ghost. He'll tell sisters, there's some things you shouldn't be involved in. You let him speak to you and then follow his lead. Listen, he knows all of your sorrows. Scripture says Jesus was acquainted with grief, but he knows all of your sorrows. He knows all of the words spoken over you in secret that messes you up, and he knows how to work with those words. His knowledge extends to the four corners of the universe and beyond. Thank you, Jesus. He knows the beginning of each individual. In other words, your moment of conception, the very time. And he knows the ending date. Pray for John Mason. He lost his beautiful uncle on yesterday. And we call him Peaches. All of us knew him. And so while we're graduating kids, we're also grieving over our uncle. But he knew Peaches' birth, and he knew his death. Thank you, Lord. His understanding is past finding out. Now let's talk about the omnipotence of God. And I'm going to get into this message because I need to share some thoughts with you all day long about the Holy Ghost. Because everybody wants to shout on Pentecost, I got power. And then Monday morning, because you don't have knowledge of the Lord, you don't know that he knows all things. The first time somebody says something, you're on the job, you lose Holy Ghost. You lose it. And you, I speak in tongue, but you got a tongue too. I'm a 21st century pastor. I don't care all about that religion and shouting all night. What I want to do is make sure we can live tomorrow. out of that. I had some good days and some hills to climb. We all have good days and bad days. But when I look around, listen, man. I've been looking around all my life. I need to know how to navigate through these issues. And I need a person that I can't see whispering in my ear saying, go this way and don't go that way. Thank you, Lord. I need someone that has power to do all things. Write it down. All things are possible with God. And all things are possible with His Spirit, the Comforter that should be walking with you. Job chapter 42 is beautiful. Verse 1 and 2. Then Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted. That word means hindered or even frustrated. So if you see plans frustrated, listen to me, you need to understand that God's plans can't be frustrated. I used to grieve over buildings that we didn't get. God said, if I wanted you to get them, you would have them. Because my plan cannot be what? Frustrated. You can't implead. When God says it's time to roll, everything start rolling. Now we go through good days and hills to climb, but don't get stuck there. Everybody goes through it. But when God stamps His approval on it, no man can stop it. I think Paul said, if God be for us, who? Say it with me, say who? If God be for you, who can be against you? Glory to God. I need a wind blowing in my life. A wind, woo, pushing me forward. Thank you. I need fire going before me. Thank you, God. When God is for you, He'll cause fire to burn. Glory to God. Not a destructive fire, but He'll just, anything that's not pure around you, anybody that's got a plan trying to hurt you or trying to spoil you, He will burn it up right before you. Thank you, God. Glory to God. When you step on the scene, hallelujah, the sound of His presence will be known and heard. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Not one of His plans can be hindered. So you got to get with God. Get with it. Thank you, Lord. Get with it. Since my plans can be hindered, I want to get with His plans. Jeremiah peeked into it and said, His plans are good. Thank you, Lord. And not evil. Glory to God. God has an expected end that He's taken us to. Remember, the Holy Ghost knows past, present, and future. He knows what God intends to do in your life. So allow the intangible presence of God and the omniscience and the omnipotence of God to work in you to will and to do of His good pleasure. Glory to God. He knows Clark's future. Merton, He knows you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. You're going to help me to find it too. Genesis 18. Genesis 18, verse 13. It's on the screen. And the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I surely bear a child since I'm old? Look at this. This is what God said. Is there anything, or is anything too hard for the Lord? Now, this is pretty hard now. Her menstrual cycle has ended, and the man that she has as a husband is old. Yet God say you're going to produce a child about this time next year. That means philosophically, biologically, some stuff has to change. She heard it and started laughing. God said, I'm going to have a child. I'm 80. Like many of you, God said, I'm going to bless you. That's me. You can believe God's going to bless your sister, your brother, and everybody else. But when it comes to you, you back up when it's time for him to bless you. God can't turn my circumstance around. He can't shift this because you're not looking at it the way God. God has an invisible force that's working in his will to make sure everything he's planned for you will come to fruition. All you got to do is get back and let God move forward and watch him do it. He's just looking for a little faith. Why did Sarah laugh in her heart? Is there anything to her? God is insulted when we laugh and giggle like that. Who you think you're dealing with? That's basically what he's saying. Glory to God. Some of us in the room, when we make promises, we do everything we can to fulfill them. That's why I'm that kind of person too. When I make a promise, I try to do it. I try to fulfill it. I'm not perfect, and there are times when I will miss it. So I'm putting that disclaimer out there now. I thought you said, well, you make a promise. I did say it, and I intend to do it. But I'm not God. But I'm telling you, I have the intent. I'm trying to be God-like, that when I make a promise, but God is greater than Clark. Glory to God. When I can't, he always comes. Glory to God. He always comes on time. When I fail, God is still working his work in my life. Thank you, Jesus. And you can put your confidence in the Lord. God says, is there anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, say appointed time, I will return to you. He said, I will return to you according to the time of life. Am I coming in person? Notice what he says, at the appointed time, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. In other words, I'm going to visit her. That's what he's saying. I'm going to visit her and I'm going to work in her biological systems. And when I fulfill it, she's going to conceive. Thank you, Lord. I got to work in her man too. I got to work. I got to do the impossible. But at this time of life, I'm going to come because she's the one with the womb. Thank you, Lord. She's the one. I got to make sure I do it. I got to recreate a menstrual cycle. I got to work with fallopian tubes. I got to go deep into the uterus. I got to go into the ovary, and I got to create egg. Then I got to send it forth. And at the proper time, I'm going to connect them together. Thank you, God. That's the intangible. It's not in the scriptures, but you have to see someone is working through her systems to make his promise come to pass. And that's what he's doing in you. You can't see him, but he's all in you. Working it out. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Matthew 19. What is he doing? Reading? Yes, absolutely. Matthew 19, verse 26. But Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Now, I know many of us kind of look at these scriptures. We've heard them before, but I'm trying to build your faith. With man is impossible. Don't put your circumstance and your limitations on God. Because with us, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. If you read the text, Jesus said it's easier for a rich man to go through an eye of a needle than for him to enter into the kingdom, because his riches will block him. His disciples said, well, who can be saved? And he turned around and said, with man, it is impossible, because you can't conceive how a rich person can go through an eye of a needle. But with God, all things are possible. God can change molecular structure. Glory to God. God can cause you, big as you are, to slip through a crack. Thank you, Lord. He does it all the time. There's no way we should be where we are, and God allowed us to slip through cracks to get there. There's some people that's going to shock you when you get to heaven. How did you get there? Because they slipped through. The grace was so unique. They slipped through. You got your religion there because you heard some preacher say, God don't hear sinners' prayer. But I heard him say, he that calls on the name of the Lord. It doesn't matter if you're sinner or righteous. Call on his name, he's coming to you. Thank you, Lord. Your religion blocks you and blocks people from God, but God can touch anybody. He can touch the Protestant and the Catholic. He can touch the black or the white. He can touch the rich or the poor. God is not limited like us. And that's why we should love everybody, because he does. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Got to give you a little bit more. Isaiah 43 and 16. This is what the Lord says. The one who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters. Now, if you've ever been out the sea, it is hard to navigate. You can't look at the waters to navigate. You have to look at the stars. Or you need some type of compass or navigational system. The way those pirates and folk who mastered the seas were able to do great things, like Magellan, who sailed in what we call the Atlantic Ocean now, and also in the Pacific. He named them. He called the Atlantic, why? Because it was boisterous. The waters were boisterous. So he called it Atlantic, and that's what Atlantic means, boisterous. But when he got to the Pacific, it was peaceful. So he called it Pacific. And that's what the word means, peaceful. Does it mean that every year is peaceful on the West Coast as it relates to the ocean? No. But when he sailed, it was peaceful. That's the name, Pacific. So when you understand that, glory to God, when you understand that God says he's the one that makes the way in the sea, when he has purpose for you, he can move storms out of your way and allow you to sail and almost show you a highway in the sea. Glory to God. There's no way you should be able to get to the Bahamas because there are storms, right? But he can cause the storm to move back and allow you to sail right where you need, because showing you a highway in the unknown. Glory to God. He's like a great navigator. Thank you, Jesus. And I just decree and declare that God is about to move in the lives of his people in such a way through the Holy Ghost that you will be able to cross into an area that is unknown, glory to God, by you and the people that are around you. But he's going to open it up where you can cross through with ease because he's guiding you there. He's accompanying you. Thank you, Lord. One of the things about pastoring is this. I don't know what I'm doing. I have to find a navigational. I don't even know what we're going to do next week. I have to talk to him about it. I'm moving these people, but I don't have a plan for every single day. But he said, you can trust, relax, Merton. I'm really the captain of this vessel. And you don't have to do anything like that. This fantastic voyage, I'm the captain of the vessel, and I'll make sure you get everywhere you need to be on time. Can somebody say amen? Now, I want to be captain. I do. I want to be captain sometimes. But he shakes me to let me know you're not. That's like he's shaking you like a rag doll. You ain't in charge. God will shake you like a rag doll and say, you're not in charge. Sit down. I got this. And if you ever start looking at your resume, you're going to mess up with God. It is not your resume that got you where you need to go. God opened the thing up for you. The Holy Spirit was there before you got there, and he put you there for a reason. Thank you, God.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Intangible, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2305-2808. That's reference number 2305-2808.
The Atlantic hurricane season runs through November 30th, and you can save money on those much-needed supplies by taking advantage of the 2023 Disaster Preparedness Sales Tax Holiday until June 9th.
All men are invited to Father's Day breakfast at 9 a.m. on Saturday, June 17th at Golden Corral in Palm Bay. Check out the upcoming events tab in the Truth Revealed mobile app for details.
Vacation Bible School 2023 Ready, Set, Move is scheduled for Monday, July 17th through Friday, July 21st. Children will move to follow Jesus here, there, and everywhere with this engaging hands-on experience. Scan the QR code, log on to our website, truthreveal.org, or check out the mobile app to register your children ages 2 through 6th grade.
Abishai Inspired Men, mark your calendars for Bishop's birthday breakfast and the regularly scheduled AIM monthly fellowship on Saturday, July 8th at the Tides Club, Patrick Space Force Base. The cost is $25 and space is limited. Reserve your spot at the communication and promotion counter or at truthrevealed.org until Sunday, June 25th.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.